This is 570 KLIF News and Information.
It's 8:37. I'm Dave Williams with Amy Shadroff. If you're a dad who has daughters, listen up. There's a new study out of Baylor University that finds that dads who share sports activities with their little girls that's a game changer for daddy-daughter relationships. On the line to talk with us about this is Dr. Mark Mormon, a professor of communications in Baylor's College of Arts and Sciences. Good morning, Dr. Mormon, and I'm going to turn you over to Amy, whose dad used to play ball with her.
Yeah, I used to remember going outside as a kid, and he didn't have any sons, so my sister and I used to play catch with him all the time. Was that a good bonding experience for us?
Well, apparently it is, since you remember it so well. That is a very common thing that many of the women in the study reported, yes. Good morning to y'all. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, we are. Thank you very much. Tell us more.
Well, basically, this was a study that one of my graduate students did a couple of years ago. And my primary interest in family communication is in fathers and sons. But Elizabeth came from a family of three girls. And so she was interested in the father-daughter relationship and ultimately did her thesis project on that. And that's what this study is from. And we just asked both fathers and daughters, what were some moments that you remember, what are called sort of turning point or critical moments that you remember from growing up with your father or growing up with your daughter, where, you really felt close. You felt like the experience really changed the level of closeness or intimacy you felt. We didn't say for the better or for the worse. We just left it open. And pretty consistently, what we found was that a more activity-oriented type of experience brought fathers and daughters closer together.
Why do you think that is?
Well, there's a lot of interpersonal theory that argues that there are two different ways of creating intimacy. A more masculine way that's driven by activity, what some call closeness in the doing, which is the way that most men maintain closeness in their relationships and friendships. And then the more feminine style is what's known as closeness through the dialogue or through talk and sharing and self-disclosure and things like that. So, our speculation is that fathers pull their daughters into a more masculine frame of closeness, not the other way around. So that if the daughter wants to be closer to the dad or the dad wants to be closer to his daughter, then that tends to get manifested more in an activity like sports, traveling together, just doing things together, which is a more masculine style and approach to, maintaining closeness.
Well, that makes perfect sense to me. I have no daughters, but I have two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're saying there is the first thing I thought of is, that dialogue stuff can lead to miscommunications, misunderstandings, hurt feelings, and people getting upset. It's much easier to throw a ball around or just wrestle.
I think easier is the good term there, right? For a lot of men, it really isn't about the talk. It's just about being together. So it doesn't matter what you're doing, in a sense. Because a lot of men can spend time together and really not talk at all. Like, I think about people that go deer hunting together or fishing or things like that, where, you could be together for hours and not really talk at all and have a great time.
Yeah, I know. I asked my husband when he's with his friends, what did you talk about? And he's like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, and he's telling you the truth. I mean, but whenever in the same sex, there's an empathy and an understanding. It's called same sex similarity principle, where we just feel like we can relate and we understand and have empathy with people of our own sex. But the interesting thing about certainly like parent-child relationships, the father-daughter or the mother-son relationship sort of challenges those more traditional senses of gender and gendered closeness. Again, in this study, what we found was that it tended to be a little bit more masculine, and many women reported, more of an activity, like when dad started coaching a team, and even if dad didn't coach the team, just dad being at the game or practicing at home, things like that gave dads an excuse if they needed it to engage their daughters.
Well, we're out of time, and since none of us are psychologists, we can't really move on to the next part of this subject, which I think would be fascinating to explore, and maybe we can do that. And that is, does this lead women who have highly involved fathers like that to shoot a little bit higher, to raise the bar when they're looking for a mate?
Oh, I think definitely. I mean, there is a mountain of research that points to the fact that many women, end up with men that are very much like their dads. Fathers have an enormous influence over what's called mate selection, and for women, and for many women, their dads set the bar. And so some dads set the bar really high, and other dads set the bar pretty low. But sort of regardless, overall, not in everything, but in an overall sense, many women are attracted to men that are very much like their dads. So you're correct in that assumption.
All right, interesting stuff, Dr. Mark Moorman, professor of communication at Baylor's College of Arts and Sciences. Thanks for the information this morning.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. KLIF News and Information Time is 8:43.